Dial Daily Bread, Book 1, Chapter 79. A Sanctifying Message That Will Finally Be Full-Blown. 2,000 years ago, God's people were expecting their long-awaited Messiah to appear. But when he came as a baby in Bethlehem, they did not recognize him, and the leaders of the true church of that day led the people to murder him. Now God's people are expecting a great blessing to come from heaven, that is, the long-promised latter rain, the outpouring of the Holy Spirit that will lighten the earth with glory. It will be a message that will prepare God's people for the second coming of Jesus. Not everyone on earth will be converted, for many will reject the message as many rejected Jesus long ago. But the message will seek out honest hearts everywhere who will respond. The Lord will be honored. The message of the everlasting gospel will be presented so clearly and powerfully that Christ will be uplifted as the crucified Son of God. He not only died for the world in a corporate sense, but he also died for each individual soul. And each soul who permits his heart to be moved by the love of Christ that constrains us will be sanctified by the message that will finally be full-blown. The watching universe will be amazed at the transformations that the pure, true gospel will accomplish. As Paul said, "I am not ashamed of the gospel of Christ, for it is the power of God to salvation for everyone who believes." But Satan's cleverness has confused the truth of the gospel, even as certain men who came from James, the early leader of the church in Paul's day, confused even Peter and Barnabas. The story of that stumbling on the part of the early leaders of the church is not well known. Paul was right. And his book of Romans is the clearest gospel of all. This often neglected story of human fallibility encourages us to study the truth of the gospel for ourselves. Even today, sincere, converted leaders can err and mislead people, even the faithful such as Barnabas long ago. There is no prayer that heaven is more eager to answer than the prayer of an honest heart who wants to understand truth. The Lord would rather empty heaven of angels, sending them all down here to help one soul, than allow that soul to become misled.